Now they stretched themselves out on their elbows and began to puff Charlie, and with slender confidence. The smoke had an unpleasant taste, and they gagged a little, but Tom said, "Why, it's just as easy. If I'd known this was all, I'd have learned long ago." "So would I," said Joe. "It's just nothing." "Why, many a time I've looked at people smoking and thought, well, I wish I could do that, but I never thought I could," said Tom. "That's just the way with me, ain't it, Huck? You've heard me talk just that way, haven't you, Huck? I'll leave it to Huck if I haven't." "Yes, heaps of times," said Huck. "Well, I have too," said Tom. "Oh, hundreds of times. Once down there by the slaughterhouse, don't you remember, Huck? Bob Tanner was there, and Johnny Miller, and Jeff Thatcher when I said it. Don't you remember, Huck, about me saying that?" "Yes, that's so," said Huck. "That was the day after I lost a White Alley." "No, 'twas the day before." "There, I told you so," said Tom. "Huck recollects it." "I believe I could smoke this pipe all day," said Joe. "I don't feel sick." "Neither do I," said Tom. "I could smoke it all day, but I bet you Jeff Thatcher couldn't." "Jeff Thatcher? Why, he'd keel over just with two draws. Just let him try once. He'd see." "I bet he would. And Johnny Miller. I wish I could see Johnny Miller tackle it once." "Oh, don't I?" said Joe. "Why, I bet Johnny Miller couldn't any more do this than nothing. Just one little snifter would fetch him." "'Deed it would, Joe. Say, I wish the boys could see us now." "So do I. Say, boys, don't say anything about it. And sometime when they're around, I'll come up to you and say, 'Joe, got a pipe? I want to smoke.' And you'll say, kind of careless-like, as if it weren't anything, you'll say, 'Yes, I got my old pipe and another one, but my tobacco ain't very good.' And I'll say, 'Oh, that's all right, if it's strong enough.' And then you'll out with the pipes, and we'll light up just as calm, and then just see 'em look. By jings, that'll be gay, Tom. I wished it was now." "So do I. And when we tell 'em we learned when we was off pirating, won't they wish they'd been along?" "Oh, I reckon not. I'll just bet they will." So the talk ran on, but presently it began to flag a trifle and grow disjointed. The silences widened. The expectoration marvelously increased. Every pore inside the boys' cheeks became a spouting fountain. They could scarcely bail out the cellars under their tongues fast enough to prevent an inundation. Little overflowings down their throats occurred in spite of all they could do, and sudden retchings followed every time. Both boys were looking very pale and miserable now. Joe's pipe dropped from his nerveless fingers. Tom's followed. Both fountains were going furiously, and both pumps bailing with might and main. Joe said feebly,
"I've lost my knife. I reckon I'd better go find it."